squad to about two squads. So one or two squads of op or blue four, like in a small patrol base or something like that, kind of deep in the woods. And then op four get overwhelming force, like in terms of numbers. But then the blue four have fire support. But we just have to find some way of making that fire support not, like, overpowered. That would be the only thing I could see with that.
Yeah, I think
could
that's
be mortars.
I think that's a cool idea where you have the blue four be like a special forces, like a small group of special forces, and then they get attacked by overwhelming force. The problem is that how would we do that? I mean, we would have to give, like, what? Give the op four maybe 30 slots and give the blue four like 10 slots?
Yeah.
30-20. I think
no, so. No. Way higher ratio, especially if they're going to get fire support.
I agree.
Okay.
I mean, 3-1 is, like if you're attacking a fixed position, you're supposed to have 3-1 numerical superiority, and then you take 42% casualties. That is if you do it by the book.
Okay.
Before we go into that kind of stuff, basics down. Respawn, yes, no.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
I would say no. I think it'd be a lot more fun to have it like a 30-minute mission. We'll get the guys. I don't know about you, but when I'm sitting in the spectating screen, it's almost as much fun as playing.
Yeah, it is fun.
You know. It's actually. Yeah. So I mean, if we get the spectating script running, that'll prevent a lot of people from being pissed off. I think no respawn would be a crap load of fun when you think about it. I mean, if you don't do the ambush right, it's over. You know, you're dead.
How about this? So, how about this? The players are in a, they're in like an Arvin hamlet. It's like a fortified hamlet, and they're special forces advisors. And then the op four players have to attack the hamlet, and then it becomes obvious that they're not going to be able to survive, so then they have to get extracted by helicopter. So, like, the first part of the mission will be defense, and then it develops into, like, an extraction where you have to try to get as many guys out as possible, and the op four...
Oh.
What?
What about we have respawn for the op four, but not for the blue four?
That's a cool idea.
Wouldn't that make it completely unfair? I mean, when you think about it...
No. I mean, if you give the blue four a mortar or H-105s or something like that, like, you could easily make a mission where the blue four have fire superiority in terms of, like, actual weaponry, but the op four just have sheer numbers. And I think making the blue four no respawn, that way, like, every time they pick one of the guys off, it's like a major accomplishment or something.
Yeah. Also, I think the op four should automatically win if they kill the extraction chopper. If we're going to do... what I said, where we have them have to, like, escape from the jungle successfully. I think that would be really cool if, just by killing their chopper, you've created a victory. And we'll make the op four Viet Cong instead of, like, regulars.
Okay. What I suggest is we use, hopefully, that new bird. It needs to be a transport-specific helicopter only. That the new helicopters we're putting in will be time. They'll be time-specific, meaning they'll be, like, 1960s-ish. The Huey
should get a Jolly Green.
Yeah, that's what I mean, a Jolly Green, like a stallion. The only problem is with the Huey is it has guns, and that's cast. We don't want that. So we need to implement the CH-53s.
Well, you can just take the ammo out of the out of the Hueys, and there you go. Eliminates one problem.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but making a stallion makes it a lot bigger, and it makes it a lot bigger target, which makes it easy, makes them have to plan a little more.
Well, with the Huey, you've only got, 11 seats, so what if all the Blue Four are alive, 20 Blue Four are alive, you won't be able to get everyone out. Simple as that. Unless the chopper's flown by a player and they come back. Otherwise, trying to get the AI to come back and land again is going to be a pain.
You can make the AI land. We could totally make the chopper an AI, which is I'm almost for, especially if you get the fly-in height in a wide-open area. You can make the AI land extremely fast, and they'd stay on the deck for a certain number of seconds, and then they'd take off and fly away, and it's almost as good as a player.
You know what I'm thinking would be a cool town? What's that town, Falcon, that you use in one of your missions where... it's, like, surrounded by a forest. It's on Selly, and you have to attack it through the forest. What's the name of that town? You know what I'm talking about?
Oberon?
Yeah, I think that would be
cool. No, but I'd say if we were going to put this on Sully, I'd say we put it in the middle of a forest and make our own, like, little hamlet. I think that would be, I mean, we'd only need, like, three buildings or something, or four buildings. We can, like, do it. That way it doesn't even look Western. Because it looks kind of like, oh, we're playing in Vietnam, and they happen to have red brick houses and churches and what?
What I think is, okay, I have a script that allows the team leader or whoever's in charge, okay, so let's just say eight guys get in the helicopter. One of the guys is the lead. He can literally, when he boards the helicopter, there's an ad action that says, radio, let's get out of here, so that he can choose when he wants the helicopter to leave. So it's not like if they don't make it in 30 seconds, it's over. The leader can choose when the helicopter takes off.
Okay, well, roger that. But I think before we start talking about that, we need to come to a consensus on the concept of the mission. So what are we going to do?
Well, I think we can agree that it's a op 4, 2 to 1, or 3 to 2. I think 2 to 1 is better. Op 4, ambush on a Montagnard U.S. Special Forces small little fob in the middle of the jungle. No cities or establishment in the area.
How about this? How about they sent in a Special Forces team? Let's make the players Green Berets, right? So it's like a Special Forces team. They sent them into this hamlet, this fortified hamlet, to try to track down a Viet Cong leader. And then they get ambushed when they reach the hamlet. And then the Op 4 players have to kill the Special Forces team, and the Blue 4 players have to defend the hamlet or extract from the hamlet.
I think we should make them defend for at least a certain amount of time. And then
I agree.
If you want to have them extract, then we could try that. Or
yeah,
if you don't.
Yeah, extract is for sure.
Okay, yeah, so I think we should have them defend for a set amount of time, and then they have to start making their way out.
No, let's do it like this. You have to defend for 30 minutes till the chopper gets there. Simple. 30 minutes is a reasonable amount of time for a chopper to fly to you, so that would be fine. Defend 30 minutes, then spawn a chopper or whatever, however it's going to work, and get the chopper to land. They get in the chopper, and they leave. If they make it out, or if anyone makes it out on the chopper, they are a win or whatever. If the chopper is destroyed, Op 4 wins.
How about this? The Op 4 is attacking, and then during the defense, like, so there won't be a time limit, and then during the defense, they'll get a message from HQ saying, like, oh, there's an NVA regiment converging on your location or something like that. And then they'll have to run through the forest and get to, like, a clearing where the helicopter will land.
Yeah, kind of like the end of Mont Lang Vey, where they have to get the hell out of the base. They have to break through the ambush and get the hell out, you know, and abandon the base and get to an LZ that has a clearing, which the place in Chile is perfect because there's a little clearing about 300 meters to the southeast, and they could, you know, do whatever there.
So, is anyone opposed to that concept?
I think it's very straightforward.
Well, the clearing you have for us is big enough to land a helicopter in. Just where you have your mission right now. But that's not where I was particularly had in mind, but that's semantics, really.
Does anyone
I still think there needs to be more prototypical Vietnam ambush combat. I mean, maybe not. Maybe the Blue 4 has to send out a patrol to a certain area or something while they're also
we're trying
defending.
To do too much. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
Simple equals fun.
Well, here's the issue, okay. Ghost. I completely agree with you. In fact, I think that'd be more fun. The only issue is, let's just say, I mean, it could end up really badly if the Op 4, the Blue 4, go, like, around the target and get it from the opposite direction, and the Op 4 expect them to come straight up. So they basically just sit in the bush for 30 minutes and then have the objective won. They're like, what the hell, you know?
You could
really
poop sock it way too easily.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'd be against that.
No, I agree. We could work up to how to do something like that eventually, but let's walk first.
All right.
Idea of falling first. Then the design we have now sounds really good.
Check out the channel. Would that be good? Does anyone have any problems with that?
Yeah, I think we should get rid of the Viet Cong leader. I don't think that was realistic back then.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better to have recon troop movements along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Recon troop movements. That could be anything.
And this is their like little camp where they've got like their tents or whatever, just in the jungle.
Yeah, this there are some fortifications, but they're it's tents. You know, it's like they're out in the bush.
Yeah, like tents and foxholes. We could use like Beta's foxholes, and then like make it a pretty small little clearing, like maybe a campfire that's out, and then maybe some razor wire around the perimeter. And we make sure we give some wire cutters to some of the guys on Op 4.
But don't you think it would be cool, though, if it was, like, a town and there was AI there? Like, we'll put Arvin there or villagers or whatever. And because I think if we don't give them friendly AI, then they'll get owned, like, really quickly.
No, they won't. They won't. I mean, in a defense against, like, where you have a bunch of guys with M60s and stuff, like, trust me, people... You will own people.
I'm worried. Oh, go ahead, Beta.
Especially if they have fire support.
Let's talk about their kit then. Like, you're worried about the Blue 4 getting overrun. I think you should just do the Op 4, give them a really sparse kit, like AK-4 mags, hand grenade. But the Blue 4, they get anything they need, basically. They can get M16, like 100 mags in a crate somewhere, three M60s, M136s everywhere. They can shoot laws into the woods like crazy. Just give them a crap ton of stuff. So they can like basically just keep shooting constantly, and they'll know they won't run out of ammo. And the way to balance that is Op 4 response. Blue 4 doesn't. So you get fucking blown. You get blown up by a freaking M136 in a bush. Oh well, sucks to be you. You respawn 10 seconds. You come again. That's how it worked. There's a lot of people that came after them. So I think it wouldn't be so much of a problem as like they're gonna get killed, because they're gonna be killing people like crazy unless it's like a really overrun type situation. There's like eight people shooting at one guy type thing. I think it'll be all right for fire superiority for the Blue 4 type thing.
I think the Op 4 shouldn't get crap. I think the Op 4 should get an AKM and two magazines. They should have no map, no compass, like literally nothing. You know, I'm serious, because I mean that's pretty damn realistic.
No, have like a couple officers with like a map or something and a compass, but
obviously,
But a lot of SKSs and that kind of stuff should go around or whatever.
Hell yeah! SKSs give them four mags maybe.
And Makarovs.
Yeah, just like low quality kit, basically low quality kit versus high quality kit, and
the one thing I am worried about, the one thing I am worried about is that. Falcon, I mean, I do agree with you. Like, they could hold their own, but I mean, what if idiots slum Blue 4? I mean, I hate to say this, but like, what if? I mean,
then you can't design it. You have to design it to keep people from like poop socking it, but you don't design it like for that kind of situation.
Oh, here's the thing, Falcon. Fair enough. Okay, let's do 30 to 15. No, yeah, 30 to 15. That sounds good, right?
15, yeah, but you got to remember that. I guess my idea was that the Blue 4 would have some other people on their team that weren't in the direct fight, like artillery guys or something. Because, like, they'd have fire support so that they could, like, you know, put down some HE on a tree line and, like, kill 20 guys. But they'd respawn 10 seconds, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Well, what about having the mortars on the actual FOB? That's actually my new version of Ling V.
Well, hold on, guys. We have to come to a decision on as to what they're defending, because, like, is this going to be a FOB? I don't think it should be a FOB.
I think it should be a little patrol base out in the middle of nowhere.
I think it
patrol
should be,
base sounds good.
I think it should be a village, to be honest. Like, a little Arvin village.
We can make the village and create the little tents as Falcon was talking about.
Well, if you guys have read... the things they carried, they have a really good description of a special forces little camp out in the middle of nowhere. So, I think that would work pretty good.
The only thing is,
I think
why
could
like,
work,
why would they fight them at
but,
all? Like, why
well,
would they
if
defend
you're surrounded.
It? Yeah, but why wouldn't they just immediately call for a chopper? I think it would be a lot cooler if...
They would, but your chopper has to fly there.
I think it's cooler if they have some stake in actually defending what they're defending instead of just defending like
they
random.
They do though. That's because that's where their defenses jungle. Are. I mean, when you like, I think it's perfect. Force had a great idea. They're observing movement along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They've got their little camp set up with some foxholes, and like whatever else you guys wanted to put in there, some wire, you know, trip
flares
and
stuff.
That's
pretty much all there is in the book too.
Yeah,
right. Good. Fair enough. So everyone wants to do that?
Yep.
What about you, Beta?
Sounds good.
Okay, that's what we're doing then. So it's going to be a Special Forces camp. Okay. All right, now, should they start the mission outside of the camp? I think they should. I think they should start on patrol. Yes or no?
What would they be doing?
Like what Forrest was saying, they're trying to interdict movements along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So basically, they're out on patrol trying to find the Op-4, and then either the Op-4 could bump into them, or they just... Nothing happens, and they get to the base, and then...
No, but the Op-4 could, like, just run to the base right away or something stupid like that.
Yeah, but we won't tell them where the base is.
Don't they kind of have to know?
No. We'll tell them that there's special forces in the area, and that they've been ordered to kill that.
I think the best is to just start them at their base.
Yeah, so do I, because realistically, the Viet Cong would know where the base is, because they did their little night crap. So starting them at the base would be more realistic.
Okay, Beta?
Well, it just depends what you want the Blue Four to be doing. If you want them to have something they need to do before they get to their patrol base, or if you just want them to be guarding their patrol base the whole time.
I think
we already have a pretty basic mission. I think we have, like, the workings that, like, keep it simple, stupid. I mean, you know, defend the base for a set till the chopper comes, run to the chopper point, get out, don't get killed. Simple.
Can I put my little two cents in?
Go for it.
Okay. I like everything that I'm hearing. This sounds pretty cool. As for to kind of the Blue Four, have them start out maybe about not even 1,000 meters, like 900 meters out from their patrol base. And that would put the NVA or whatever about a kilometer away from the patrol base, and that's where they'll consistently spawn. And the reason that you have the Blue Four is that if you do like a bit of a video where like, oh my god, we just got bumped, and that's
exactly
what the video's all about, then they have to run back to their patrol base with NVA hot on their tail, NVA get killed off, and then they can all get respawned and come back in again.
Exactly.
I think 1,000 meters is too far to have them run into the fight.
1,000 meters is not very far at all when you can engage at about 600. 600 or less. That's 400 meters until accurate engagement.
In the middle of a forest?
Ooh. That would make it more interesting. Because it'll also impose, like, okay, we've got to get there quickly on the NVA command, so they actually have to do things, but we have the ability and the distance to be able to maneuver. So it's not just,
true,
hey, I'm spawning, I'm running in, I'm getting shot. Because that's more of a Call of Duty thing. We want to keep the TG atmosphere on the go, right?
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree. I see what you're saying. All
right, so consensus, I think, would be have the Blue Four basically have to fall back to their base. They're under contact. That would be the general gist of it.
All right, read the channel.
The one thing I'm concerned about is how are we going to make it so that they, like, start the mission, there's contact. I don't want to, like, spawn them within sight of each other, because that would be kind of dumb. Should there be, like, an AI or something? I don't know.
No. I think just letting it happen procedurally, not forcing it, and then we'll also tell in the Op-4 briefing, we'll say there are special forces operating in this area, find and destroy them. So the Op-4, even if it doesn't happen spontaneously, like, we'll set it up so it does happen spontaneously, but if it doesn't for whatever reason, if they just don't spot each other or whatever, then the Op-4 will already be on a footing to go and kill the Blue Four.
You could have it in the briefing, or if you have a little bit of a video that you see that the Blue Four, you know, retreating west, and that could be it. Just give them a direction.
And so I was thinking maybe some sort of AI, like one AI dude or something, and he just pops off a couple shots. So right there, you got a nice audio clue. Hey, they're over there. And then the players would just kint in on that and go run that way. Or you could just do like something like that. So like I said, just put like they're going west, do a video, something like that. Just needs to be something to orient the players to basically make contact with each other. So it's not just the Blue Four immediately turn around, run, and then Op-4 just like kind of wander around, not find them until they get to their patrol base.
Okay, so you think that there has to be something that directly connects to them at the beginning?
something to trigger the contact. Otherwise, it'll just turn into like a running game.
That could be what you want, though. Because if it was a special forces team getting bumped or a reconnaissance team, their first thing is to get the heck out of there.
Yeah, but then it would just be, if they immediately, as soon as they spawned, turned around and ran, the enemy probably wouldn't have a very good chance of finding them, so it would be, why not to start them at the patrol base? You just wasted 10 minutes of the player's time running through the woods.
Well, you could add in the briefing that you already know where the patrol base is, because the patrol base is, let's say, 800 meters away from the NVA spawn or whatever. You could write in the briefing that friendly reconnaissance have located an American patrol base in this vicinity. It's believed that they're going to be returning to this location at some point. We are currently sending out roving patrols to try and find this American patrol and kill them. And then have a brief video or just a little bit of whatever for the Americans getting bumped, and then their objectives to fall back to their patrol base because it's where they're getting extracted from.
That was something I didn't think of. We could start the NVA out. They don't have to be in the same spot. You could have them in big, like, sped out in, like, cells or something. So that way you wouldn't have to be, like, all running away from one big horde. There could be guys on your left and right as you're falling back. So it would be a lot less easy to just simply run there. You'd have to be careful, but also go quickly. Like, say you spawn some NVA, have some NVA start behind the Special Forces team. Not, like, really close, but just back that way. So if they cut them off, it'd be possible.
Same time to Echo Falcon, you know, keep it simple, because not everybody here is either in the infantry or Special Forces or has a clue of tactics, especially at that level. I'm not even Jungle Warfare qualified.
I'm just, like, even just two groups, like one squad here, one squad there, something like that. But I'm just worried that as soon as the mission starts, it's going to turn into a running game. And if it's thick forest, you're not going to see them, probably.
Okay, so we do agree that the player should start not inside the base, they should start out on patrol, but there needs to be a way of forcing the players to make contact.
I'm still of the mind that they should be at the base, that we maybe have an intro clip that says why they went back to the base or why they're hunkered down in the base. I liked your suggestion is that the NVA found it during the night and they're going to launch a dawn attack on it. I think that's pretty realistic, and so it would add some interesting lighting. We could make it like light enough to see, and then it gets progressively lighter. So maybe like the NVA have an initial advantage at the very beginning because they can get in closer, but not very much. Not like even NVG. Like, make it light enough that no one would say, hey, where are my NVGs? And basically, I think it'd be cool if it was they started just at the base, and like Zedek said, start the NVA maybe in two groups, 800 meters away or something, and then so make them spawn that far too, so they have room to maneuver.
I think it would be fun if you had to run back to the base while like disengaging from the VC though. I also think it would be fun because, like what Zedek was saying, you'd have maneuvering room, you'd be able to have some variety in the gameplay instead of just them running in and then getting shot.
Well, I think there already will be variety if we make them extract to like an alternate position to pick up the helicopter, because you can't, you know, get a helicopter into the jungle, or we can't do like hover extracts, really.
Ooh. Can C4 blow up trees? Tell them they have to clear their own LZ. Satchels can.
It's a nightmare to actually do that. It's easy with players, but that would be a real bitch to script with AI.
No, I'm not talking about AI. I'm talking about give the players satchels or have them back at their patrol base, and it's like, crap, we have to carve out an emergency LZ.
It could be interesting. Trying to do that under fire from a bunch of players.
Yeah. Be hilarious.
Yeah.
It's if you're keeping them in the forest. I don't know.
I just think we should make it so... That's the worst thing about
defense
missions.
Why am I even
mission.
Here?
Well, that's the worst thing about defense missions is that...
Thanks for your input.
You stay in one spot and then nothing really changes. I think we need to have a tempo and an immediacy to what's going on where you start off and it's like, oh shit, we just bumped into this VC fucking... You know, there's like a huge VC force here. We're all going to die. Run back to the base, set up claymores as quickly as possible, and hope for the best until the chopper gets here.
See, that's why I want to start them at the base, because there's absolutely no chance of setting up claymores or anything like that if they're already in contact or near contact.
That's true. That's true. Like, they'd already have that stuff set up, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, hold on. So, if we're not going to have the beginning where they actually bump into them, then we should at least expand the end of the mission so it becomes something substantial and not just like a two-minute thing where you run through the forest. Because I really think it would be cool to have, like...
Well, I think it is substantial, though, because remember, this isn't a co-op, this is a TVT, so, like, the fact that the AI, the players will dynamically react to everything that's happening you don't have to work as hard to make something interesting, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so, what are we going to do? I vote that we still have them start out in the jungle. What do you vote, Beta?
I vote patrol base, starting there.
Okay, and Falcon as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Ghost? Fucking Ghost is AFK.
I'm here. Saying I'm AFK.
Should we start the players in the jungle, or should we start them in the patrol base?
Jungle.
Okay. Now we need Force to break the tie, and he's AFK.
Wait, did you hear any of that discussion, Ghost, or did you just get back?
I was listening to everything. I was just testing Zedek's mission, which is currently being denied because of no op for briefing and not naming standard.
What?
Dude, I helped him write the briefing. The briefing definitely works.
Not for the independent.
Independent? It's two things. It's go kill them all and die.
Still gotta have it.
You're kidding.
Dude, that counts.
It's insurgents.
Naming standard anyway, so same difference.
I put it in coin so that it's known as counterinsurgency because it's not the only one I'm going to be making. I'm making a bunch of them.
What's the name?
Coin 50 in brackets 20 because you only need about 20 people to do it. _ op do all a surge.
Yeah, it has to be CO and then the number of players,
or TVT.
And the mission name.
But it's a bit of both. That's my point. It's a bit of a both, though. Because it
then
has a TVT element. Oh, great. Well, now that wasn't coin. That's why I put coin.
Where's Force Majeure?
You know, that brings up a good point. We could expand, like, we could add a couple more. There are some missions that are in a bit of a gray area.
What?
There are a few mission types that don't fit nicely into either TVT or co-op.
Then they just did CO's TVT.
Okay. There.
But anyway, independent, yeah, you should have a briefing or at least a map marker that says what to do. Is all I know.
Alright, so CC, we're talking about the completing the task that Boone posted in the mission development team. He wants us to make a... approximately a 50-player TVT, possibly in a jungle or in the woods, sort of close combat. So we came up with the following idea, which I'm now going to post in the channel. Basically, it's going to be a Vietnam TVT, where the Blue Four is playing as Green Berets, and they've been sent in to interdict enemy movements along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And during that interdiction, they bump into the VC. And then the VC has to kill the Blue Fort base, which is going to be a Special Forces base. Then a number of minutes pass, and then the HQ tells them that the helicopter's there, or the helicopter is coming in, and they need to retreat from the camp and move to the extraction area. What we are currently on the fence about is we're unsure if we should start the players in the jungle and show and have them actually play through bumping into the VC patrol or the VC, or if we should start them at the base and then have an intro video that shows them bumping into the VC patrol. So I don't know if I just explained it correctly or not, but does everything that I just said make sense?
I get this.
I don't know, a cutscene in DVD seems extraneous.
Say again?
Doesn't a cutscene in DVD seems kind of unnecessary?
Yeah, well, the problem is that... See, I would like
I don't think there is a problem.
I would like to start them in the jungle, but Falcon and Beta do not want them in the jungle. They want them to start them at the base. So we're trying to decide how do we accomplish them bumping into the VC without actually
VC. Just put it in the briefing that the VC found them overnight and that they're launching a dawn attack. And the other people are just doing their
morning scan too. Okay, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. The point is, are we going to start them in the base, or are they going to be in the jungle? That's the big difference. So
okay.
If you start them in the base, you give the VC time to maneuver and set up their plan however they want for their initial attack. You give the Blue Four time to prepare defenses like claymores and stuff, and you give them time to get it. Everyone gets time to set their stuff up, get comfortable, and move at their own pace. They're going to make contact within 5 minutes or so. It's assured they'll make contact and assured that we'll launch the mission on a good foot. There's just too much that can go wrong if you're having them run back, people poop-socking it, whatever.
See, I think it should be... They should start out in the forest because cutscenes and stuff like that generally aren't good.
Don't do a cutscene.
Why?
It doesn't have to be a cutscene. But the point is, are they going to start in the forest or are they going to... It could be said in the briefing. It doesn't have to be a cutscene. That's not a necessary thing. But it is a necessary thing to decide where they're going to start. It's a difference between... Are you going to have basically this battle in the jungle before they get to the base, or are you not? That's the real question. I think it would be awesome if they had to put down an insane amount of fire and then run backwards to the base and then set up this really quick defense. I think that would be cool. Falcon and Beta think that there should be a more deliberate defense and a more traditional defense mission. So we need you, CC, and probably Force Majora once he gets back from eating, which is taking like 45 minutes. We need you guys to make the decision here. And Zedek's opinion doesn't matter, unfortunately, because he's not in the dev team. But we need someone... It's true, he's not... This is supposed to be a closed meeting. I don't mean to be an asshole, but it's true. So, CC...
I think... Zedek has been contributing positively to this discussion.
He has been, but he's not the one who's making the mission. We are. So that's a big difference.
Is it going to be no respawn?
The Op 4 are going to have respawn. The Blue 4 are not going to have respawn.
Yes, Zedek. We were thinking about that.
Hey, guys. Force is back. Sorry, quick by D. Kraus, I got your message. I think the Blue 4 should spawn at the base. Op 4, obviously, in the jungle.
Okay. Now, CC, what do you think?
Well, if Blue Force not gonna have respawns, you're gonna pretty much kill someone, you should give them at least 15 minutes before they get killed, so people don't get, like, murdered within the first 5 minutes, which would mean starting in the base.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Done. So, I'm just gonna retype this up and send it to the channel, and then we'll see if we have any problems with it.
Alright, I still need to go for a run, and it's... one second. So, I will be away.
Don't do it, Falcon. Don't do it, Falcon!
Why?
Because I want to get this out of the way.
I think we came up with a lot of stuff.
Hold on, give me 5 more minutes.
Alright, 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes, go.
Ooh, you're on a time limit.
Asshole.
Let's see, can he complete it in the allotted time? The newest game show.
TikTok.
Alright, so this would be the general schema for the game. Gameplay. Any issues with that?
Sounds good.
I like it.
That's good.
I hate it.
So, the next thing we need to do is we need to decide a division of labor. Well, before we do that, CC, do you have any issues with that, or do you have any suggestions?
Nope.
Okay.
I think this one should be fairly straightforward since it's a TVT.
Let's talk about assets before we divide the labor. So we're going to give the Blue 4 artillery. What sort of artillery are we going to give them? I think we should give them mortars. Howitzers. I think we should give them
howitzers. I think howitzers, too. At a fire base, yes. A long ways away.
Yes.
Okay.
Howitzers.
Yes.
And what about a UE for Cass or a Little Bird?
No, Cass.
I don't mess
no
up
way.
With hardcore.
Okay, so no one...
There's skill, inherent skill. There's a lot of precision to call in good fire missions with artillery because you have travel time and stuff, so I think that makes it a lot more balanced.
Well, the main reason no Cass is they're trying to be extracted by a chopper. So if they have
point.
This random Cass chopper, why don't we just go on that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of it like that. All right, that's a good point. So we're going to give them howitzers and plus their IMBA gear, which will be M79s and M60s. I think we should might want to even give them, that's another thing. What time of day is this going to be?
Night. Dusk.
Night.
Dusk.
No, I think you should make it dawn.
It was asked to be during the day, so I'd say dawn
really?
at the most. Yeah, he wanted it during the day. So maybe dawn at the most, or late morning, early morning, something like that.
I think it would be so badass if you had to keep throwing up power flares, though.
Can we amend that? Can we request amending, maybe?
Ask for it.
No.
Yeah, personally, I'd like to play it at night, too, but early dawn would be pretty sweet, but I'd just talk to him, maybe.
Can you make it the parameter?
Oh yeah.
It's possible, yeah.
So
don't
wait.
Worry about AI.
Is anyone here unhappy? Well, that's a good point. We could just make it a parameter, so we'll do that.
All right. Hold on. I demand a whistle action for the for officers so they can blow their whistle and have a whole swarm of people charge forward. Yeah.
I'm for that.
Didn't work.
We should also, what about weather? I think it would be cool if they were in, a storm, a rain.
Rain.
Monsoon, man.
Maybe a little fog.
Fog, don't make the rain monsoon.
Too heavy. Don't make the rain too heavy because it doesn't sink properly unless you can get some sort of weather that sinks properly. That isn't snow, because snow would be odd in a jungle.
Alright,
I think fog would be good.
Okay. Alright, so, yeah, a light fog. I don't think we should give them too much fog.
If we're going for an early morning thing, fog would probably work pretty good.
Yeah, it's like steam in the jungle, as the sun first comes up, that could be it. Good.
Okay, now let's talk about Division of Labor. I would like to do the kits. Oh wait, intro video we're no longer doing. Or are we? Are we going to do an intro video?
No. Yeah, let's do it. Come on. It's cool. It's easy.
Force is volunteering.
All right. I have it done. It's done.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, is anyone opposed to that for whatever reason?
I would like to pick the base. I'll do that.
Okay, hold on a second. Is anyone opposed to the intro video? I personally don't care. Okay, so Force is doing the intro
video.
How long is it going to be?
I want an option to not run it, parameter to run the intro, yes, no. Because if you play it 20 times, sometimes you don't want to see the intro.
who would have the power to do that?
No,
CEO?
It's just a parameter, yeah.
Oh, the parameter.
Admin.
Okay. Is that difficult to do? I don't have any experience with that.
No.
Not really.
Shouldn't be.
Description.exe, that's all.
Okay, so Force is doing the parameter. I mean, the intro video with parameter. I'll do the kidding, Falcon wants to do the base and the optic placement.
There's not really much more to do for a TVT.
I think, honestly,
though... Write the briefing.
I think we should use the...
I've got a brief.
I think we should use the beta framework, to be honest, for the...
Yes, we will.
Calling in the, doing the objectives and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That works for me.
How are we gonna ensure that, alright, so, Beta, are you cool with doing that? With adapting? Basically, doing the objectives, doing the objectives and the respawning and all that stuff. Are you cool with doing that?
What kind of respawn are you looking for?
Respawn for the Op 4, no respawn for the Blue 4.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
I already have that. If you need it, Beta.
Should have a spectator script.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all have that. The F framework. Kraus, I'll do the briefing as well. Do we want to make it like, okay, Battle of Langvin, or no? Do we want to like incorporate history or just no history?
No, just make it. Just make it sometime just, in Vietnam.
Yeah, just make it historically plausible. But I don't think it has to be a historical event.
Here's what I'll do, because I already
got
a
good suggestion. Make it like the A-Team start. I think that would work.
Okay, I have that song.
No. don't do fucking songs. Jesus Christ. Don't do any songs.
Let's not do that.
Every time a Mikey mission loads up, I want to stab myself. Don't do a song, please.
Hey, Kraus. Okay, so for my brief, in Lang Ve, I give a very good historical background on the Tet Offensive. Let's situate this during the Tet Offensive. Historical context. That's the only history that goes into play with this one. I'll get the brief. I don't want to make it like, you know, situation and all that stuff, because I think
we should. I think we should use that
format.
You
think you should? Okay, I'll use that format.
Yeah,
I'll use the format.
Just use Beta's template. It's perfect, in my opinion.
Igor wrote it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll do the brief.
The howitzers, it's going to be a scripted RT fire mission, right?
No, it's going to be player control.
Okay.
Using the BIS artillery module.
Or we can use that artillery script, which I think is really
work.
Cool.
It does, Falcon. You just used it wrong.
Yeah, it worked for me.
I don't think that we should use it, though. I think we should use the player artillery. But it does work, though.
The artillery model is perfect, I think. I mean, it's basic.
Wait a minute. So who's in favor of using the artillery module?
I hereby sign my name.
What do you mean artillery module? The BAS one?
No,
the players.
I assume he's talking about the advanced artillery request system. Or are
no,
you not?
No, I'm talking about BIS.
Okay, so we're talking about two different things. So
just call it player controlled.
Wait a minute. So we're gonna vote. So Ghost wants the artillery, the advanced artillery request system by Bon. I don't care. What do you want, Falcon? You want player artillery?
I want player artillery.
What about Beta?
How many howitzers are we getting at?
I don't know, like what, two?
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's only two, yeah, I'd go with player.
What about you, CC?
Player control. All
right, and Ghosts.
Okay.
Got owned. Okay. Yeah, I think that script is really useful if you're talking about huge artillery.
Okay, and then I also suggest we have a human pilot to pick him up, because it'll add a lot of variability, but then take away his fuel for the first 25 minutes, and then give him fuel after 25 minutes.
Oh, he's not going to want to do that,
though. I full-heartedly disagree with that. I think that would be a horrible idea.
Why?
Same.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to want to be sitting around
they
for 30 minutes.
They get to play the part of the pivotal part of the mission.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're sitting down for 30 minutes. I think the AI is better because it makes it easier for the AI, for the Op 4 to shoot down. I mean, I think the AI is just fine.
Fine, then I'll do the, God.
Don't do God too hard. He disagrees with that. He doesn't really like it.
No.
Is this going on the Rizal? New Island?
No. I was thinking Sally. Well, we all sort of came to the conclusion that Sally would probably be the best. Mainly because the other island is just, it's not big enough and the jungles aren't wide enough, really. So,
okay.
So Falcon, by what you said before, I'm going to assume that you meant you would do the extraction script.
What do you mean?
You said, I will do God. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. Clarify. Sorry, I was working on something for one of my missions. No, I'll do the chopper coming in and landing
okay.
And picking him out.
Falcon, hit me up for the let's get the hell out of here script that basically when they get in, they can make the helicopter leave whenever they want.
No, I think I'm going to do it my own way to make it some low-speed high-drag AI flying skills.
hey guys, check out what I have in the channel. Do we need to divide any more of the labor? I think that's basically covers everything.
What about me?
Well, what do you want to do?
Anything.
I think it's a pretty simple mission. I don't know. I mean, seems like too many cooks would probably spoil this.
Something's gonna
come up. Alright, I'll just yell at people.
You can take care of it when it does. Like, there's gonna be something we're missing, and we'll get you to do it. As I can guarantee, we're gonna knock where something's gonna need to be done. It's not written down here.
Alright.
Kraus, is there gonna be Montagnard indigenous forces, or is it just U.S. Special Forces?
Just U.S.
Yeah, I would prefer to do that, but everyone doesn't want to do that, so whatevs.
Okay. M4A1s for car 15s, or do you think they're going to abuse the flashlights? Would the ATs be better?
I think they would. Flashlights would use it up, for sure.
Okay.
Is there any...
M16 A2s and M60s.
Yeah, I think that's fine. They don't have full auto, but whatever. M60's fine.
If we had rubber hammers, we'd have full auto M16A1s. But we don't.
And no 203s. So basically, M60s, M79s, Colt 45s, and A2s. I don't think anything needs to be added. Not that I'm aware of.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the first thing that's going to need to be done in the chronology of work is Beta is going to have to adapt his framework and do the work with the objectives. And then once that's done, then all of us can work horizontally. And then merge our work. That would be a fair statement, right? I think that's what has to be done.
Yeah.
So.
Basically, open the island, put your template on, save it as a mission, and send it to us.
Yeah. So, Beta, we're going to need scripts for... well, it's going to be pretty simple, actually. Just a time limit... I could already imagine how it would be done using the Beta framework. You would need like a sleep on the thing, and then it sends you a radio message saying go here, and then they go there, and blah blah blah. You know what I mean? But that all that stuff needs to be done. So you're cool for that, Beta?
Yep. I'll just need some like positioning for the objectives and stuff. But really, someone just needs to place the game logics where they want them, and then I just give it the numbers, and like put the markers with the hatched area, and I can figure it out from there.
I think Falcon's going to be doing that, so...
Alright, I'll get on it.
So, you can just make the game logics, put them anywhere, and then Falcon will move them around, because he's going to be placing down... Oh, wait a minute. Who's going to be doing the AIs? Would that be me, or are we going to have someone else do that? I mean, not AIs.
What AIs?
I mean, not AIs. Wait, what the fuck am I talking about? Never mind.
Units? Like player units?
No, that's me. Yeah, I'm a retard.
That's you.
Yeah. Disregard. Man. Okay, so... Alright, so I'm going to go submit this. I'm going to put this in the thread. I'm going to let Boone yay or nay it, and then we'll make revisions if there's a nay. But I think he'll accept it. It seems like a pretty fun mission.
Oh, what did we start decide on for time?
Yeah, so... We want it to be... Well, no. I think we should have it as a parameter.
Light enough to...
Negative. I think we should have it as a parameter. So... Beta, just do like three different parameters. Do like day, dawn, and dusk. I mean, day...
Night.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is, yeah. Yeah.
Between day and dawn.
Sunrise, sundown, and day. I think would be good.
Is it night too?
Yeah.
But if you do that, there needs to be some illumination assets.
I can use paraflares. I got the script for it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely paraflares.
They seem to work pretty good. People know how to use them now. Also, there's trip flares, and you can also use illumination from artillery.
Oh, claymores. Don't forget claymores.
Yeah. We already got it.
Don't worry about it, I got it.
Shoot claymores from artillery.
Bouncing babies me.
Shoot claymores from artillery.
Artillery scatterable minefields. They exist.
PDMs or whatever.
Someone actually made an add-on for it, actually.
You can drop a minefield via Gator CBU, what is it, CBU-89 Gator, I think.
That's not a minefield, that's a destroy everything, and if nothing's there, it makes a minefield.
Are you sure? No, I think the Gator, well, we'll do this later, I think the Gator mine system's anti-V.
Oh, yeah, that's maybe the 97 I'm thinking about. Never mind.
89, just like I said, CB89.
Yeah, it's the 97. That's the kill everything, and then if nothing's there, it makes a minefield.
I thought it was if there's nothing there, it just blew up and became anti-personnel.
Well, no, because what it does is it looks for infantry, and if there's no infantry, then it turns itself into a minefield, a mix of anti-tank and anti-armor. Or anti-armor and anti-infantry.
Yeah, the big thing about the CBUs is they didn't want bad explosives, because that was the problem with the old ones, is that they'd have